You know, history can be rich, especially when it's mixed with the biographies or the autobiographies of people that many of us know. I want to bring back to you a conversation that I had, a very rich one, as a matter of fact, with Dr. Mallory Millender and Reverend Ivy. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It's good to be with you all again. I appreciate your patience listening to the theme song, No One Else, by composer and performer Greg Stafford. And you know what? As we work to connect with you day after day, week after week, a lot of you figured out that we really mean it when we talk about encouraging us to celebrate diversity. And as we talk about building us up as individuals, as family, and as community. And joining me today to talk about this building process is Dr. Mallory Millender. We'll be joined at some point by Reverend Ivy as well. But Dr. Mallory Millender, just a tremendous man in our community for decades. He's done so much to help us out, is with us. He's going to get us started. Dr. Millender, before we start talking about the main thing that we came to talk about, hope and home discipline, if we could, if you would just bear with me, humor me, however you want to look at it, I would love for us to talk more about Dr. Millender first. And so our friends and the listening community, the speaking with community, can get to know even more about you. I know a lot of people have been involved when you were obtaining, you know, you were gaining awards for work that you've done. So a lot of people have a good idea of who Dr. Mallory Millender is. But I guarantee you there are still people who are listening who will say, you know, I know the name, but tell me, what has he done? What has his life been about? If you could start out by telling us some of what was going on in the world of Mallory Millender before you were Dr. Millender. What was shaping you as a child? What was shaping you as a young adult? What led you to finally pursue the degrees that you pursued? And how have you been able to capitalize off of all that?
Well, when I was a kid growing up in New York, I attended Williams Institutional CME Church, and there was a banner. Williams Institutional used to be the old Lafayette Theater. The Lafayette Theater in the 1920s was the largest black theater in the world.
Wow.
It was what, let's say, the Apollo Theater is today. The Apollo may not be the largest, but it's the most important and symbolic of the greatest theater that we have. But its predecessor was the Lafayette. And Williams Institutional bought that building. And between the balconies, or between the main sanctuary and the balcony, there was a banner. And that banner said, with you, God can change the world.
Okay? That's awesome.
Now, I'm not suggesting that he changed the world with me, but he certainly changed my world. Okay. I was just talking with Ms. Perry before coming into the studio, and we were talking about Payne College and what it means for so many people.
Yes, sir.
And going back to what you had asked me, when I graduated from high school, I had no prospects for a future, really, in that I had graduated from high school with a D average.
Okay.
And was and was going absolutely nowhere. My plan was to go to the military. But I really did want to go to college. Well, actually, my original plan was to become a professional baseball player.
Interesting. Okay. So you're pretty good at baseball?
I thought I was. No. Wasn't close to major league quality, but in my mind, That was what I was going to be.
Okay.
And so that's what I spent my time doing. And then when I graduated, and certainly no contract, no offers, that kind of thing, then there I was, all right? So then I started applying to colleges.
With the D average?
With a D average.
Okay.
And those applications usually cost a non-refundable $20.
Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was an expensive
endeavor. That was an expense. And again, you know, the answers came back no, 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 no. And Payne gave me a conditional acceptance, the condition being that I pass their entrance exam, okay. Which, thank God, I passed. Okay. So I was able to graduate in 3.5 years.
Wow. Instead of four, the typical four. How did you pull that off?
And with honors. Well,
wow.
What really motivated me were two things. One, during the time that I graduated from high school, and the time before I got accepted into Payne, I was working in New York at a factory. It wasn't at a factory, but it was a place that distributed transistor radios.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I had to take these radios on a cart to the post office. So here I am thinking I'm smart and this, that, and the other. And I'm pulling a cart down the street hoping that nobody recognizes me, okay? Now, that you know, it's pretty easy to be not recognized in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, occasionally you do run into people that you know. So I was always hoping that nobody would see me who knew me.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, I was only making $39 a week.
Wow.
No, excuse me. I said that wrong. I was making $50 a week. But after taxes, it was $39 a week.
Mm.
And you still needed car fare and lunch money and to take the girl out on the weekend. And that was no money.
No money.
That was no money.
I mean, was $50 a week. I mean, to me, that sounded like not even enough to survive.
Yeah. But at the same time, my dad told me that he used to work for 50 cents a day.
Goodness.
Okay.
So that 50 per week was progress.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, it showed me the kind of future that I was going to have. Yeah. So I knew about that when I got to Payne. Okay. And certainly, I didn't want to live like that. I mean, I had always had big ideas about what I was going to do and what I was going to have and blah, blah, blah. And it all came to a screeching halt. And I was going nowhere, and I was going to be able to do nothing on the money that I was making. So when I got to Payne, and Payne gave me a conditional acceptance, you better believe, and keep in mind, again, that I came in with a D average.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, college was supposed to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't anticipate, you know, things like graduating with honors. Mm. I was just trying to stay there.
But you did that, and it's amazing. I mean, with honors and less time than it normally takes to complete an undergraduate program.
The second part of that was that I did not have a good relationship with my father.
Mm.
And my father was paying every dime of my schooling.
Now, that's fascinating.
Okay.
What motivated him to go ahead and pay, even though you had a D average and two of you didn't have a good relationship?
Well, to be frank, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that at some point I said that I wanted to go to college. And he said, if you want to go, I will send you. And keep in mind that my dad grew up in Alabama, did not move to New York until 1958. My parents were separated. Mm-hmm. And he said that prior to coming to New York, he had never made more than $2,200 a year in his life.
Goodness.
That's not $22,000. That's $2,200 a year.
In one whole year.
In his life. Mm. Okay. But he was doing construction work in New York and making good money. And he, when he got off the construction job, he went to a hospital at night and worked until midnight as a janitor. Mm. So he was working around the clock, okay? But the point is that I didn't know at what point he would say to me, I'm not going to pay for this anymore. So I had to make hay while I had the opportunity.
That's right. And so did he say to you, okay, I'll tell you what. You go in there, let me see what happens the first quarter. If you do well the first quarter, I'll pay for the second quarter. As long as you keep. No. He just said, go and I'll pay. That is
he
amazing.
He did not make any conditions. Mm. He did have one stipulation.
What was that?
Don't get involved in none of them demonstrations. He was talking about the civil rights
Interesting.
Stuff.
Okay.
Okay. And I wanted to do that.
Did he know you wanted to do that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I really don't know. I don't remember talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that interested me. That was something that I wanted to do when I got to the South.
Mm.
But one day he said to me, don't get involved. He didn't say don't party all night. Don't waste your time.
He said no civil rights. Though.
He said don't get involved in none of them demonstrations.
Was he concerned about your safety?
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, the great Dr. Mallory Millender. He and I'll be right back as he's sharing with us his life story. Wow. En route to a conversation about hope, particularly for our young, and then something that we really believe can help in life when we get this right, and that is home discipline. Stay with us. We'll be right back.